Dan, if we thought Thanksgiving weekend was crazy, the real crazy is about to begin, right? The holiday season. What are we doing to ourselves with all this busyness?
Oh, Mike, and come on, we're doing to ourselves what we always do to ourselves. We torment ourselves. We put demands on ourselves that are unreasonable. What I ask people, if possible, is to lower your expectations. Whatever this is, it's a month long. It's time to be with family, to watch the days get shorter, to take some time off, and to relax, if possible.
How do you put the focus back on being together and spending time rather than all the to-do that comes with the holidays, the food and the decorations and all the things that shouldn't matter so much?
Well, it starts with the parents waking up and realizing this isn't working. This is not what I want for the holidays. And the change begins there. And what they do after that, it almost doesn't matter. I know a couple of these families I've worked with have used the holidays to go volunteer to help people who are in need. And that's wonderful training for children, by the way, to teach them compassion and generosity of spirit. Others have just taken this time to take time off and relax and do less and enjoy this time with family or even by yourself, if you wish.
This time of year is also often difficult for people who have perhaps experienced a loss or who have depression or other issues. Any advice for them?
Be aware that a lot of these social expectations are artificial, that you should be happy, that you should be celebrating. You shouldn't. You should be who you are. And if these days are particularly difficult, please don't do it alone. Please be with a kindred spirit. Please be with someone who loves you enough to sit there with you during this season and not try to give you ways to be happy, but just people who feel enough compassion for you, just to be with you and offer you care and company through this difficult season.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike. And